Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Alan Gates getting down on the ones and twos here. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, XM Channel 80 and ESPN 2. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams. Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman. Number one, before we get to what happened last night, while Keyshawn's saying, don't get too excited about the Dallas Mavericks winning game four. Real quick, you guys got this basketball game next week where it's you two versus Barton Hahn. I want to know, you guys down in Raleigh, North Carolina, part of your Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max tour. How much you guys working on that to get ready for next week? Are you going to get into your inner Luka Doncic to try to take advantage of Bart Scott and Allen Hahn?
I know I'm in my bag.
I think we got shoot around with Coach K at around 1:30.
Yeah, we got it today.
Yeah,
we got it today.
Okay. We got a little shoot around. He got some plays in his back pocket that he didn't use with Jay. So he's gonna let us.
He's gonna be running pin down for Keyshawn.
You know what the plays are called, Freddie? Get the hell out of the way, Key.
Give me the ball and move.
Hey, I'm just trying to tell you right now, though. I'm gonna tell you, Freddie. The other day, Key and I were in the green room just kind of talking after the show, and Key was like, "All right, like don't." All right. He started showing me some footwork now. Like, you know, like sometimes when football players show you footwork, you'd be like, yeah. All right, man, like you really going to try to be out here, and I'm going to be nice to you, but it ain't like that.
Jay,
Key's footwork,
no,
Freddie, it's legit.
I don't do it.
Now, what he could do with the footwork with the ball, that's another question, but
like
the footwork
I say,
is legit.
Jay, you went to Duke, man. You went to Duke, high-level basketball player.
IQ, yeah, yeah.
Educated, whole deal.
educated.
Educated, high-level Duke basketball player. You ain't just going to Duke and not being educated. I don't give a damn how much basketball you can play. You still got to fill out the application.
Uh-huh,
true.
Me, on the other hand, high-level, educated football player. Basketball-wise, I could have played college basketball.
Where at?
I don't want to.
That's not the question.
So no, I could have been like a Pepperdine Wave type.
Oh yeah.
You don't want them
Board
type of
shorts.
Six man for the Pepperdine Waves type dude.
Seven.
CSUN. You know, Cal State Northridge. Yeah, maybe I could have got a little Fullerton in me.
Yeah.
Maybe a little Irvine in me. Something like that.
Yeah. All right.
I see
you know,
that.
And that, and then I wouldn't be working here with y'all. I'd be working at somewhere else. And so,
glad you didn't name those other places.
Play football because that was the better choice.
Sure.
You know, in baseball, I could have done some stuff in baseball if I'd have learned to hit a curveball, you know, but I picked the right sport. With that being said, I think I can hold my own in basketball against Bart and Hahn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just. Hahn is tall, big for no reason. I get it.
Yeah, Hahn tried to send me a video the other day, Freddie,
man,
of him.
He tried to
of him
fake
dunking
us
by
a,
himself.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He pumped fake.
But by the way,
the
here's
video.
The thing I love about it. See, Allen is cool because Allen don't really be talking like that.
No.
Allen just wants to play and hoop and he's competitive.
Yeah.
Bart's the one.
Yeah.
Like, Bart's the one. Bart's the one that gets, you know, kind of the comb over person because ain't nobody talk about him as much.
Yeah,
and he be doing the most talking.
He put his coworker in a bad situation.
Yes, he did.
And
yes,
I think Hahn knows that. But Hahn ain't going to back down.
He's going to
have to stick his chest out enough to not let all the journalists around down, you know, because they're pulling for him. The journalists, oh, man, they pulling for him in New York especially. They can't wait for him to hit a shot or two.
I just want to see who's going to show up to watch this because plenty of people are already interested with this broadcast, the basketball showdown that's going to happen on June 1st with Keyshawn and Jay Will on one side, Bart and Hahn on the other. I just wonder how much trash talking and potential fisticuffs may happen.
Oh, no.
Nothing like that?
Nah, it ain't happening. I'm telling you, Key and I,
it's
going
to go so fast. It's
going to be with John Shire today at Duke, my man.
Oh, yeah, tell John.
Another top recruiting class for John again.
Okay.
We're doing it, so we're going to see him, and we're going to start getting right. Key's going to touch the ball for the first time today, which is way more than what he did before he won his race with Marcellus Wiley.
Ah.
So, like, we're already ahead of the game, Freddie.
Sure, okay. The game's going to happen next week.
Phrasing.
Yeah. Phrasing. Here we go. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on the ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2. But if you guys do anything half what Luka Doncic did last night for Dallas, keeping them alive, winning the Friends and Family Game 4, beating Golden State 119-109, 30 points, 14 rebounds, 9 assists. They hit 23s, but may also make 21 two-point shots. And Luka Doncic says, we got game one. Hey, we can get another one as well.
I mean, I still believe we can win, you know. So, swept or not swept, at the end, if you lose, you lose. So, doesn't matter how many we win, but we have to go game by game. We're going to believe till the end.
And that's for our Straight Talk brother, Straight Talk Wireless. But like my late father-in-law, Mingo Dix, Keyshawn Johnson saying, hey, don't get excited, Mavericks fans, that your team won game four last night versus Golden State.
Well, look.
Debbie Downer.
I'm not a Debbie Downer, Jay. Worst. It's just the reality of it is you're going to have a lot of things that you're going to need to bounce your way. You're going to need Golden State to all of a sudden at home in San Francisco decide they don't want to come up and play basketball. This is not the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis. This is not one of those situations where they're going to get caught sleepwalking. They are one game away from going to another NBA final. Okay, this will make 6 and 8 years. So you think for 1 minute that they're going to all of a sudden decide to forget how to play basketball? I think they're going to ratchet it up at home. And look, they can give Milwaukee, the Mavericks can give their best punch, no question about it. Luka could go out there and have an amazing game, no question about it. But I don't think, even if that was the case, that Golden State is going to come up with less than what they need to do to advance to the NBA Finals. I just say, you know, Debbie Downer, I don't want to get you so hyped that you feel like, Jay, you really got a fighter's chance to get this thing done without something amazing happening like it did when they played the Cleveland Cavs several years ago.
No, brother, I'm with you. I think everybody knows that this has a chance to be a gentleman's sweep, or most of the Mavericks get maybe two games. But I'm picking the Golden State Warriors to come out of this whole thing, too. But there's a different part of the conversation that I really want to address, Freddie.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of people have been, you know, saying things like, well, Luka doesn't make people around him better. And first off, let me address multiple things here. The dude is averaging 37 points per game in closeout games, right? In elimination games. So, like, he is putting in the work. But also, who does he have on his team? So last night, we talk about Dorian Finney-Smith, you know, Maxi Kleber. We talk about Jalen Brunson making shots from the outside, Reggie Bullock. So let's just go through who Luka is playing with, right? So Jalen Brunson, I love him. He's going to get paid. He was the 33rd pick in the draft. Spencer Dinwiddie, the 38th pick in the draft. Maxi, undrafted. Dorian Finney-Smith, undrafted. Reggie Bullock, 2013, was the 25th pick in the draft. So who's more of a defender, a guy who's a shooter, who, by the way, had a donut last game. It was 0 of 10 from the three-point line. So, we always get into this stuff, and it brings me to the conversation with Bron.
Right.
Because LeBron took a team to the NBA Finals with guys like Matthew Dellavedova. But we are also talking about a guy that we compare to be the best player in the history of basketball. So I just want to put that into perspective. And Luka is one of the special talents that we have in the game of basketball. Will he ever be considered the greatest? I don't think so. Not like LeBron or MJ.
No.
So, like, let's just put that into perspective. They are in the Western Conference Finals, and he has taken his team there with a bunch of undrafted, you know, second-round guys. That's incredible.
It is incredible.
Yeah, his shot quality created for teammates. He's number one in the last 2 years, Luka Doncic, playing with second-round guys, undrafted guys. So I don't want to hear that nonsense.
It's stupid.
When it comes to Luka Doncic, because you know what it is? When you get to a certain level, people always look for ways to break you down. People don't want people to realize how terrific a player the Luka Doncic is. Now, is he the best player in the NBA? No. But you can't say no longer he's not a top 10 player, because he is a top 10 player in the NBA.
Oh, absolutely he is. There's no question about it, Freddie. And I think, look, in the future, not today, but in the future, he'll be in an NBA championship. What they've got to do is they've got to go get him another guy or two to help him. I mean, that's just that's the reality of it. You learn on the job right now as a young puppy. You take your lumps. You try to come back next year. You try to figure out, because you have a taste of it now.
Right.
You know what it is. And now you move on to the next stages by getting somebody else and being right back in this position again next year. every team in every sport go through this. I don't care if it's football, baseball, basketball, hockey for that matter. You get there, you taste it, and then eventually you get over it. And I think the Dallas Mavericks will be there. You go all the way back to when they won a championship with Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk was knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door, and they never could get there, but they were always a good, solid team. And then eventually it cracked. They got there. They won their championship.
Either way, we'll see what happens in Game 5. They got the Game 4, the extended series involving the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. Game 5 on ESPN Radio a day and a half from now at 8:30 Eastern Time. And that's part of Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2 presented by Progressive Insurance. You're going to find out what's hot or what's not with an FOS friend of the show at the Keyshawn Has This from Straight Talk.
Auntie coming up. Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering $45 silver unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest and most dependable networks. The $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Getting with it on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, and for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN 2. I don't know what they're laughing at. I'm not even trying to get in the middle of that. I'm just going to bring in Kimberly A. Martin.
No,
we'll tell you later.
Yeah, please tell me later.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's probably good. And it may not be for radio TV.
Well, we could discuss it.
Yeah, Kimberly would be a good person to bring into this conversation.
Auntie would certainly tell us if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Before we do hot news or not news.
The auntie thing, though. But.
Well, Kimberly, because I can't clap back at you, you feel like my aunt or my sister.
But she's younger than you.
You can have a young aunt.
It has been known to happen before.
So what I was saying to Jay is, in the break, is I was telling him, I said, my sinus infections. And he was like, fool, I'm in a room with you. I said, it's not transferable. instead of contagious. So he looked at me like I was crazy.
Transferable like currency.
I can't give it to you. It's a sinus infection. Jeez.
And showing progressment. And so, showing progressment.
You know, not even responding, and I don't blame her.
What did I say? And showing progressment.
I got nothing with these two.
Exactly. So that's not news from that standpoint. Let's get into hot news or not news with Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter. Also catch on First Take, Her Take with Charlie Arnold and L. Duncan. New episodes available every Wednesday whenever you listen to your podcast. By the way, hit on Twitter at by Kimberly A. So hot news or not news, Kimberly. Sam Darnold says he can be one of the NFL's best quarterbacks at the Panthers quarterback. Is that hot news or not news?
It is not news because he is 17-32 as a career starter in the NFL. His own team is not sure he can be one of the best QBs in the NFL. They flirted with Deshaun Watson, thinking of bringing in Deshaun Watson. They definitely tried to trade for Baker Mayfield, and they drafted Matt Corral. That is not news to me.
Yeah, it's not news. I understand what he's saying, but Kim just basically –
broke that down.
Gave everything that I needed to give. She already did it. The record speaks for itself. And I hate to do Sam like that, but come on, man. You gotta show us before we can really dive into it.
I'm in agreement. Next up, Freddie.
Okay. Yep. Broncos are building completely around Russell Wilson. Hot news or not news?
Not news, because what was all the draft capital for? To build around Russell Wilson. I think when you get a guy like him, it completely changes not just the offense and the ceiling for this team, but also changes the dynamics in the building. But you would expect that of Russell Wilson. So that's why it's not hot news to me.
Yeah, it's not hot news at all. I mean, why did they go out and get a star quarterback in this league is to be able to win a championship and build around him. Right. I mean, but in part of that, they got rid of Noah Fant, who was their top receiver, even though he was a tight end. Jerry Jeudy needs to show up. Cortland Sutton needs to take the next step. He hasn't quite taken that step since his rookie year. And now you got a quarterback in Russell Wilson that has shown in his career that he's capable of delivering the football to receivers. So let's see if, in fact, he's able to do that in the Denver Bronco uniform.
This is not news to me. I mean, I think more importantly, and Kimberly, I would love to get your perspective on this. There's been so much chatter about Russell Wilson not being one of the top quarterbacks. And, you know, everybody obviously talking about before, well, Seattle's defense was what got them over the hump. It wasn't Russell Wilson. And, you know, so now seeing it, I'm curious, coming off an injury last year to his hand, like, will we see Russell Wilson be a top seven, top eight quarterback in the NFL this year?
I don't think so. Jay, which QBs would you? Which QBs
I'm just
would you?
I'm not taking about. I'm not saying he's. I'm not saying he's top seven of mine. I'm asking you if you think he'll be top 10 this year.
No, right, I know there. The Broncos are hopeful that he will be, especially in that division, in the AFC West. You need that to escape that division and then to get deep into the AFC playoffs, which we've talked about. This AFC is completely loaded with some of the best quarterbacks and some of the best teams. So I don't know. I don't think Russell will be top seven, let's say, but you don't necessarily need him to be that. You just want to have, you just want this offense to be in a groove. You want them to make plays, and you want them to just get into the playoffs.
Yeah, what I would say, though, is I do believe that he could be a top 10 quarterback. There's no question about it. They run the ball heavy, or at least they did last year. They rushed for about 1,900 yards collectively in their rushing attack. He brings a different element to them. This is when Russell Wilson had his most success, dominant defense and a strong running game. And if they can do that, then they may be able to make some noise. But as far as just putting everything on his back, Kim, I don't believe that that will be the case in Denver. If they put everything on his back, then they're probably going to finish behind the Kansas City Chiefs, which means at the bottom of the barrel. Mm.
The potential's there. He could be the fourth best quarterback in his own division. We got Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and Derek Carr. That potential is there with that Denver Broncos team in the best division in the NFL. A little hot news or not news here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us for that. Zach Wilson, the New York Jets, says he's bulked up and feels bigger and better. Kimberly A. Martin, is that hot news or not news?
Sure. We're in New York, so sure. It's hot news because Zach Wilson admitted he's just like the rest of us. He has a sweet tooth that's dangerous, and he's been concerned about his weight, like some of us. You know, Keyshawn can relate. He's bulked up. He's 13 pounds heavier than last year. Zach feels good physically. He's better. Mentally, Robert Saleh, the head coach, expects him in year two to take another leap. So I'll say hot news for my Jets fans because they're excited about this season.
Key, your response?
Yeah, please.
It's very difficult to respond to someone that you like. And when you enjoy talking to your family members and your aunties and stuff, you don't clap back at them. You just respect them. Uh-huh. Especially, it's very difficult. And she knows that. That's why she throws those jabs, because I can't go back at her. Because if I go back at her, that means I'm attacking her.
You're a respectable man. As Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, you go high.
Go high.
I like that, Key. I like that.
But you know, it's not news at all to me. Because, look, in the end of the day, every single year, when you're young and you come into the National Football League, your body is going to change. For the first several years in the off seasons, you're going to bulk up. You're going to start to get cuts. You're going to start to do a lot of things. Your diet changes, all those sort of things. And so I think for him, what he has to do, though, is just be a better player on the football field. I kind of heard some stuff out of OTAs already that make me go, ooh, I don't know about that, right, about his quarterback play thus far when he's tossing the ball around. So we'll see, Kimberly. And I'm going to just ignore you calling me fat. I'm going to ignore it.
And she meant P-H-A-T. That's what she meant. Anyway, by the way, can we stop lying to the American public? Any news around quarterbacks are hot news. And you tell me, Zach Wilson is bulking up. If Mac Jones is losing some of his macaroni and cheese weight. Like, if Malik Willis and Ryan Tannehill actually find love and they're communicating. Any news around quarterbacks in this quarterback-driven league is hot news. Let's be honest.
Okay. And speaking of quarterbacks and hot news, Tyreek Hill down in Miami, Kimberly says, Tua Tagovailoa is a very accurate quarterback. Is that hot news or not news?
Yeah, no, not really. It's not. What do you expect Tyreek Hill to say? My new QB stinks? No. But if you go back and watch to it, Alabama, the kid was good. We talked about him at one point, like he would be the number one overall pick before injury. He is accurate. The question around Tua is, how often does he test defenses downfield? The frequency with which he throws the ball deep, that we don't see enough. And as long as he protects the football, he gets on the same page with Mike McDaniel and these new weapons, and this offense is balanced, heavy run. Tua is the reason they win games and not loses games. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, it's not hot news, but it is at the same time hot news, because anytime your teammate kind of backs you, it becomes hot news. But Kimberly A. Martin, I don't know what the A stands for, is correct in terms of her assessment with Tua's ability and accuracy at throwing the football. Short into intermediate routes, he's perfect at. It's about pushing the ball down the field with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and Cedric Wilson. Can he do the long ball home run situations? We've yet to really see it on a consistent basis in the NFL. So we'll see. And everything she said, though, about leadership, all the stuff that we want to see, she is 100% correct on. Kimberly A. Martin, that is, and I have no idea what the A is
Wait,
about.
Wait, Kim, I have a quick question for you after I make my statement. But it is hot news because of the IG video that came out, obviously. Ooh. And some people were questioning the accuracy because he underthrew Tyreek Hill in the IG video. What are we doing, social media manager for the Dolphins? What are we doing? True. Anyway, Kim, what does the A stand for?
It stands for, ain't nobody got time to talk to y'all much longer. So that'll do it for me on the show. You guys get enough out of me. You don't need the full government name. It's all right. You're good.
Good for you, Kimberly.
I'll text you and let you know what the A means to me.
He gave a different name to the A, considering the way you treated him today on today's show.
There you go.
We know.
Kim, we got one more for you. Is that okay? You know, I don't want to trample. I want to make sure I'm
fine.
I'm staying on your good graces. Okay. Ryan Tannehill walking back saying he'll be a good teammate, the rookie Malik Willis down in Tennessee. Is that hot news or not news?
See?
It is, because we will be watching this QB competition and that QB room this season and beyond. I don't know how anybody misconstrued Ryan Tannehill's comments, but that's what he claims. Okay. We will see if he's a good mentor and if Malik eventually supplants him, as everyone suspects.
Thank you, Kimberly, for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Keyshawn punking
a
real
suspense. Take a look at your phone.
Expects real quick. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Boy, oh boy. I've never seen Key look like that in my life. Just taking it back and taking a step back.
It gets personal out here.
Yeah, you know,
in the streets,
Freddie. It's very, again, as I go into my.
It gets personal now.
It's very difficult to clap back at such a fine individual like Kimberly A. Martin. Mm-hmm. You must be very cautious.
Yes.
In, you know, understand, choose your words wisely.
Yeah. Tread lightly, young man.
And respectful, and that's what I do.
Yeah, yes.
So if you ever notice, there's a recurring theme on this show. Whenever the young ladies come on our show, they all attack me. I don't care if it's Kimberly or Monica McNutt. Or
Diana,
they all just get me. Molly on First Take, they just go at me because they know I'm not gonna. I'm gonna, if you said something to me, Jay, I might have to get at you or somebody. But the women, I just kind of, I understand. Mm-hmm. It's like mother figures. You just kind of.
Jay Will's not buying any of this
now.
No, not at all.
No, that's Key, the politician speaking.
Really,
when Key
is.
Starts using the hands, I'm from Jersey. I'm around Italians my whole life. My wife is Italian.
When he starts Italian?
When he starts doing this stuff, I'm like, I don't believe a word you're saying. I don't believe anything.
He's Keyshawn Johnson, and he wants to represent you on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Speaking of representation, we had some bad representation of me yesterday. We'll talk about that in extra content.
Yes, we will.
You were ineffective counsel for me yesterday trying to explain my point.
It was many people that reached out to me,
uh-huh.
and they said I did a very fine job at getting you out of a very sticky situation.
Yeah, because I never had ice cream cake, Freddie.
That's okay.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Thank you.
If you haven't had ice cream cake, I mean, I don't think that's something that needs to have you excommunicated from that.
Well,
standpoint.
You know, in today's cancel culture.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation.
Turn in your Centurion card, please.
Yes, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. We're going to find, does the AFC North.
That's a new way of saying it.
Yeah, that really is a good one. Does the AFC North really run through when it comes to the Cincinnati Bengals? Getting our groove on here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. And
hey,
ESPN
Auntie,
2 presented by Progressive Insurance. But Jay, well,
you
know a song gets to a person, Key, when the guy gives you like the whole bite the bottom lip? And that's what Jay Will's doing to the Isley Brothers right now.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I this is when I walk into the house coming from playing basketball and my auntie's over my mother's house. Auntie Kim, what you cooking?
Auntie be playing this while she be cooking?
Auntie cooking. Yeah. You know, auntie them, you know how they go. Auntie.
Isley Brothers in the kitchen go hand in hand.
I'm with that.
Yeah, certain households. Oh, yeah.
Annie, you can smell it at the front door.
At the door.
You smell it. Coming from hooping.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You coming back from hooping or whatever, running around, or sweat, white spots all on the side of your face.
Next thing you know, you got the itis, Freddie. You be in bed real quick.
Auntie Kim cooking something.
You taking Annie, people back right about now.
Next time, Kim, I ain't getting off her now. She on me. She on my mind now.
Kimberly
Next time she wear one of them flower dresses to the set, see, I'm going to get her.
You better
she be wearing them flower dresses with big
lightly.
Old roses.
Yeah.
All right, Annie.
Tread carefully. I'm just saying, tread carefully with Kimberly. Let's put it that way. A lot of people trying not to tread carefully when it comes to the Cincinnati Bengals. They were that close. They went in the Super Bowl last year. They lose to the Los Angeles Rams. They're getting a lot of attention. The quarterback, Joe Burrow, getting a lot of attention. Key, it's hard to believe that he's about to go into his third year in the National Football League and all this attention on this team that a lot of people speculated this division, at least for 2022, in the AFC North belongs to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, it's all speculation, right? Based on the way the year ended for them, the great young nucleus that they have on the offensive side, led by Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon along with T. Higgins and Boyd, and then you got Joe Burrow at the quarterback. They went out and upgraded on the offensive line, bringing in Lyle Collins, who was cut by the Cowboys. They certainly have tried to upgrade the secondary, which was part of the Achilles heel last year. Right. They got to get better on the defensive side of the ball. I think they're a good football team. There's no question about it. But I don't think that they are at the top of the class of the AFC conference. And I know it sounds weird. They went and represented the AFC conference in the Super Bowl. But every now and then you have a sneak-up type team that sneaks up on somebody like a Kansas City and beats them, and then everybody all of a sudden pushes their chips toward that team. And I think Cincinnati potentially could be one of those. I don't mean to poo-poo on their success, but I would be very cautious to think that they're going to be back in the same sort of situation again this season because of what happened and occurred last season. The ball bounced perfectly for them. Let's be honest with each other. There was probably about 4 to 5 games throughout the regular season that could have swung either way for them, and it swung on their side. Then you get into the playoffs. That Las Vegas Raider playoff game could have very easily gone their way. And people say, well, how could you say that? They went to the AFC Championship. They beat Kansas City. Oh, my God, they took care of business, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but every now and then you get on a little magical ride and you become the Cinderella story. And everybody likes Joe Burrow because he wore the chain and he's got some swag to him. And we put a lot of yeast on that sort of stuff. Mm. But let's be honest. Let's see now where these defensive coordinators across the league, they have a different book on you now.
Mm-hmm.
You have more film out there. They've had all offseason. You know those older statement defensive coordinators with a little bit of dander on their shoulders with the gray hair that's been around for a while? They're studying from January to whenever they play them about the Cincinnati Bengals. That's just the reality of it.
Freddie, ready for a little forecasting here? This is once the hangover effect is done in Cincinnati, considering they had a 31-year playoff drought.
Sure.
Now they've gotten there. So remember 2 years ago, people were ready to fire Zach Taylor, their head coach.
2 years ago? Hell, I was ready to fire him 5 games into the season last year.
People were talking about it. So All of a sudden you go on this miraculous run and you get there. And now expectations have changed, right? So now all of a sudden you're at the top. The expectation is you are the best. You are the elite of the elite of the AFC. So if they don't get there, and I'm more in alignment with Key, that we will find an average. I think they will come back down a little bit more to reality. They'll still be good. I don't know if they'll get there, though. So now the question will become, if Zach Taylor can't get them over the hump, that's where the conversation will go. He's the right coach that has been there from the beginning to the end. But can he be the guy that can get you to win a Super Bowl when it's all said and done? If they don't get to AFC championship games at a high clip, you will be talking about who is coming in to replace Zach Taylor that can help Joe Burrow get over the hump. Trust and believe, that will start to happen.
And I think this season coming up for the Cincinnati Bengals is a very critical one in terms of the season. Not necessarily the coach, but just the season for these young guys to not take a step back. History has shown in the past, it hasn't been that way lately with teams that have lost the Super Bowl not being able to even make the playoffs. Teams that have lost the Super Bowl make the playoffs the next year, you know, over the last several years. But history has shown previous to that, that has been a problem. Let's see if Cincinnati falls back into that situation where it was before. When you lose the Super Bowl, you wind up not getting back into the playoffs.
Ooh.
It could be very well could be the case, given the conference, given the division. A guy like Deshaun Watson being in Cleveland now, yes, he's going to probably miss some games. Whatever those games are, he'll be back at some point in time. They have a very, very good team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got a quarterback that a lot of questions are about in Mitch Trubisky, but they got a coach that there's not a lot of questions about in Mike Tomlin. Now you move on to the Baltimore Ravens. What's their situation coming off injury? You know, Lamar Jackson has a lot to prove to a lot of people that don't think that he's going to be deserving of the $300+ million that they're going to probably wind up giving him before the start of the season. So it's a lot of great storylines in this division, and Cincinnati is certainly one of them.
It's one thing to be the hunter. It's another thing to be the hunted because you're no longer just a game on the schedule when it comes to Cincinnati. People are going to start pointing and say, oh, we're going to find out how good you are. I'll give you another team in a different sport. The Memphis Grizzlies are going to go through this next year. It's one thing to be a second seed and no one thought you're going to be that good. But now next year, the Grizz can get everybody's best shot. If I'm anybody in that organization, I'm going to look what happened to Cincinnati to see how they handle that as a young football team. If Cincinnati can't handle that, that could be a perfect test case with a team like the Memphis Grizzlies, where you're no longer sneaking up on people. You're getting everybody's best shot. We'll find out Cincinnati handles that in 2022 and maybe how the Grizzlies handle that next year in 2022-2023 in the NBA. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, in for Max Kellerman. Staying with the NBA and the NBA playoffs, it was all about not game four when it came to the Golden State Warriors head coach when it comes to Steve Kerr. That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Thanks for joining us here in Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN2 with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Freddie Coleman, in for Max Kellerman, and so many different reactions, opinions when it came to the tragedy that happened in Texas yesterday. 19 school children and 2 adults killed, and the shooter was among those killed by police. An 18-year-old young man went into that school and was able to take the lives of so many people and affecting lives from now on for the rest of their lives. Everybody had a lot of visceral reactions, but Steve Kerr, the Golden State Warriors head coach, tried to put things in perspective before they played game 4 last night against the Dallas Mavericks.
Since we left Shoot Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here, and a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, I'm tired of the moments of silence. enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on H.R. 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight, but I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, or brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know, come on Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. You realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check. 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
Steve Kerr got plenty of reaction, gentlemen, not just in the sports world, but his comments have been played on so many news platforms all over the country, all over Canada, based on his reaction and what has not been done to prevent these kind of things that keep on happening in the United States.
You know, I don't know enough about the HRA and being involved in guns and things of that nature because I'm not a gun guy, so I don't really pay close attention to it. But what I do pay close attention to is family members losing their loved ones, especially when it comes to kids. Having lost my own daughter, not because of gun violence, but because of other things in our society that will take kids out. And when I look at or hear that a parent has to bury their child, which should never happen. It's just never supposed to happen. And when you're talking about elementary kids, we're not talking about adults going to night school. We're not talking about adults graduating and going back to college. We're not talking about adults that have lived to be 60, 65, 70-year-olds. We're not talking about that. That's egregious as hell as well. But we are talking about little kids that cannot defend themselves whatsoever, okay, at all. Young minds. That's what we're talking about. And it continuously happens every single year multiple times. Not maybe as large of numbers as we seen yesterday, maybe in smaller numbers, but it's happening way too often. I don't know why it's the way it is, why people can go and just buy guns, not even the 18-year-old kid, so to speak, but why parents go and buy guns for their kids. Why that? Why we even have that going on? I just don't understand it, nor do I get it. And to think that those parents that are in Texas have to now endure the pain and the suffering for the rest of their natural born lives to know that they had to bury their kids. It is scary. It is scary, Jay. I am telling you, it is scary, man. And it is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking because people shouldn't have to live in fear. However they fix it, they need to figure it out. However, whatever they need to do, whatever it is, figure it out.
I mean, look, according to the gun violence archive, there have been 212 mass shootings in our nation this year. 212. And they categorize mass shootings by four or more people. So, and the biggest thing, obviously, Steve Kerr's, there's an emotional attachment as well as there should be for all of us, because we should have the ability to empathize even if we haven't gone through something like this. But as it relates to him, I mean, his father, who was a professor at American University in Beirut, was assassinated when he was 18 years old. You have Draymond Green, whose teammate at Michigan State, Adrian Payne, who last month was killed by gun violence. We've had Buffalo that had a situation, again, with elderly people getting shot at church. We've had situations in Oxford, Michigan, where four people were killed, others were injured. I'm just talking about in the last several weeks.
Yeah.
So the big thing is we all have so many things going on in our lives. And Freddie, the biggest problem about this for me is that we always go on to something else. Like, there's another news story that we will talk about later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we will start talking about the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, and there will be a storyline, and then there will be something else that would happen. But, like, this needs to have applied pressure that is consistent. And it's not only with HRA, but it's also with the secondary market. So we need to find answers, and I'm with Steve Kerr. I am tired of saying prayers and condolences, even though I send prayers each and every day for the people who have lost their lives and their families.
Well said by Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Will. More KJM next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.